Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The notion that there is a war on cops being conducted in America, beloved of headline writers, politicians, and of course cops, is a complete myth. Policing, it turns out, is not an especially dangerous job, nor is it getting more so. If you want to honor someone who goes out there every day and puts his life on the line for you, hold a parade for the person who catches your fish. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, commercial fishing is the most dangerous job in America. On the Bureau's list of the 10 most dangerous occupations, police officer does not appear. Nor is the trend going the wrong way. Fewer cops were murdered in 2013 than in any year in the past generation. And it looks like 2015 will be about the same. Logging and fishing, numbers 1 and 2 on the most dangerous jobs list, have on-the-job fatality rates of about 127 people per year per 100,000 workers. The rate for police officers, 11. And that's the rate for all deaths on the job, with automobile accidents accounting for almost as many as homicides. By the numbers, it is twice as dangerous to be a truck driver as it is to be a crime buster. By the numbers, your risk of being shot if you are a resident of Baltimore is about the same as if you are a sworn police officer. So how has this mundane reality been transformed into the extreme paranoia now being shared by the uninformed and the uniformed? There seems to be a defensive and an offensive component. The police offense has been to dive into the bonanza of so-called surplus military equipment rolling home from the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, available free to police departments by a special act of Congress. To defend against the war on cops and to avoid being outgunned by drug dealers, departments large and tiny across the country have gorged themselves on 30-ton armored personnel carriers, M16 automatic weapons, flashbang grenades, night vision scopes, camouflage, and body armor. When you have a nice new hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Military-style SWAT teams have been used recently to raid barber shops in Florida suspected of operating without licenses and to enforce liquor regulations among Louisiana nightclubs. Police response to trouble everywhere has more and more come to resemble the kick in the door, kill 'em all and let God sort it out tactics of urban military combat than the protect and defend approach of what we used to call peace officers. The defensive component has arisen with the recent flurry of police killings of unarmed civilians. The impression is widespread that these killings have sharply increased, but it turns out that no one has been rigorously counting them, and we simply don't know what the trend actually is. Incomplete statistics analyzed by people grinding various axes indicates the number of such shootings is increasing, especially since all those police departments got all their new toys. The Washington Post counted nearly 500 such shootings in the first 5 months of this year, a number that stands in stark contrast to the 24 police officers killed in the first 8 months of the year. Yeah, that's 500 versus 24. The numbers also indicate that more white people have been killed by police than black, suggesting the racial component of the problem has been overblown as well. Now, none of this is meant to express any lack of respect for professional police officers. The key word here being professional. As a lifelong journalist, I've shared some sticky situations with police officers, from being abducted by rioters to accidentally arriving at a bank robbery in progress ahead of the first responders. I learned long ago what professional policing looks like. A professional officer knows that his job is to calm excited people, to de-escalate confrontation, to defuse tension, and to avoid violence. And he is trained to do just that, prepared for the threats that might arise, practiced in handling them calmly. That is his job. And to expect him to do it when called on is not unreasonable. As they say, let me put up an irony alert, that's why they get the big bucks. When you see an armed officer emptying his weapon into the back of a fleeing, unarmed civilian, you are not seeing a professional in action. You are seeing a kind of war, but it is not a war on cops. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.